You're listening to SBS News.
Sandra Bell is director of the Randwick Open Care for Kids Centre in Sydney's South East, where she has worked for the past 41 years. Last year proved a particularly challenging one for the grandmother of 18.
So it's not easy. It's not easy being a female these days, and COVID just sort of added to it, made it a bit more harder.
Working in a lowly paid sector that's dominated by women workers.
I mean, I'm 73 years old. I want to retire at the end of this year, and I haven't got a hope because I've still got a mortgage and I've been a sole parent for the last 30 years.
Helen Gibbons from the Workers' Union says childcare workers were hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic.
Early educators lost JobKeeper halfway through the year, so they had no safety net, no job security. They were expected to go to work every day, and they did because they knew how important they were to the community. But they did so with less hours, no job security, and all of the health and safety concerns that came with going to work every day and not being able to socially distance from the people that they're working with.
She says women make up 96% of the poorly paid workforce.
They had to find a way to make their family work, just like everybody else had to find a way to make their family work. And often that meant reducing days, reducing hours, finding a way to be able to care and educate their own children, as well as do the job of caring and educating the community's children.
A new report has described the COVID-19 pandemic as a triple whammy for women. According to economic analysts at the Grattan Institute, at the peak of the crisis, 8% lost their jobs, compared to 4% for men. They also shouldered most of the increase in unpaid employment, like supervising school children at home. On average, that meant an extra hour of unpaid work a day more than men. And there was less government support for them. JobKeeper payments excluded short-term casuals, who are mostly women in the hardest-hit industries. Grattan Institute Chief Executive Danielle Wood says the COVID recession has been unique.
But because this time around it was caused by a health crisis, which triggered a government lockdown, we saw the services sectors were hit much harder. Things like hospitality, the arts, tourism, education, they're all really big employers of women. The other thing is that, of course, we moved to remote schooling. Some childcare centres closed their doors here in Victoria, and that led to a big rise in the unpaid care burden.
Australia's 1 million single parents have been particularly affected. Danielle Wood says 80% of them are women.
At the height of the lockdown, their hours were down 30%. Compared to pre-COVID. They've recovered a bit, but they're still down 10% of where they were pre-COVID. So when you think of this already financially disadvantaged group suffering a really big employment hit, I think that's of real concern.
The report coincides with Labor unveiling its strategy to close the widening gender pay gap in Australia. It has four key components, including increasing company payroll transparency and boosting support for female-dominated industries. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says those workforces helped Australia get through the pandemic.
And we know that if you look at industries like childcare, aged care, if you look at many of the service industries that are dominated by women, they tend to be the low-paid industries. And guess what? They're precisely the jobs that Australians have relied upon to get us through the pandemic. Coming out of the pandemic, we need to identify ways in which we can strengthen Australia. One way we can do it is giving due recognition for workers in those industries.
Without change, there are warnings the impact will continue to be felt long into the future as the financially vulnerable struggle to recover from the COVID-19 shock. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.